This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I'd just like to ask you to give yourself the favor of stopping to think about your soul's salvation for a little while, to think about the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Bible describes as the Son of God, and who came to the earth to give His life on the cross, that we, through the power of His blood, that is, by the grace, by the mercy and compassion of God, we might be saved. None of us can be saved by our own merit. None of us is good enough to be saved. Every person who is saved must be saved by the grace of God. This is a basic, essential, fundamental message of the Bible. I've been talking for the past several days about the all-sufficiency of the Bible. If you will believe and obey the Bible, you will be saved. You will live the correct Christian life. You do not need any other book. We have shown that if you do this, you will become a child of God. You can live the faithful Christian life. Now we were down to the point of emphasizing that the Bible shows that each person must ever recognize the authority of God by submitting to His Word. Incidentally, friends, there's no other way to do that. There's no other way you can show your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ than by obedience to His Word. You may go about saying that you believe in the Lord. You may go about saying, I trust in Him. But if you are not obedient to His Word, you do not really trust in Him. You may say a great many times that you love the Lord, but if you do not obey Him, you do not love Him. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? In other words, He's making clear that you don't have the right to say that Jesus is your Lord if you're not willing to do what He says. Further, we find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, For this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments. You see, the love of God is not merely saying that you believe in and love the Lord, but it inextricably involves your obedience to His Word. Man must neither add to nor take away from the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19. Neither must he pervert, change, or twist God's Word, as Paul made clear in Galatians chapter 1 verses 6 to 9. Now you'll notice that in every point that I give you, I cite to you a passage of Scripture from the Bible as proof of the fact that it is the will of God. I'm not on this broadcast to merely tell you what I think or what I believe or my convictions. Now, I mean for you, and you ought to do this in the light of the teaching of the Word of God, to write these down and take your own Bible and see for yourself whether I'm telling you the truth about it. The Bible makes clear that those who do not obey the gospel will not be saved. It doesn't matter how much they say they love the Lord. It doesn't matter how much they may be involved in religion. It is only in recognizing, learning, accepting, and obeying the truth that one manifests faith in and love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And no one can be saved who does not both believe in and love Him. And that love will always manifest itself in obedience. So we dare not trifle with the Word of God. We must not try to bind on other men what God has not bound. Galatians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. And we must not do what God has said not to do. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. The Bible makes clear in that passage, that is Revelation 21 and 8, that there will be many who will be lost in hell. It will be because of their disobedience to the Word of God. And you dare not trifle with it if you're concerned about your soul. Due to lack of time and to avoid citing of more details, the matter may be summed up by the message which Jesus gave to the church of the Lord in Smyrna. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. I'm so glad that you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us next time. As the Lord willing, we will continue our study from the sacred Scriptures.